This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Recently, we had the chance to talk with Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative, about the recent changes in the U.S. Congress and how that could impact discussions over the 2023 Farm Bill looking ahead.
With the election in the rearview mirror, now a lot of people are turning their attention forward. They're looking to the end of next year, and we have the expiration of the 2018 Farm Bill. From CHS perspective, what are you looking for in this Farm Bill? And I guess, what are you expecting as this discussion starts to heat up? Big change or small changes?
Yeah, I think it's going to be more on the small change side. When I worked in the Senate, I worked for a senator that used to use the phrase evolutionary, not revolutionary. So I steal that a lot. And, you know, I really think as far as farm policy goes, those Title I and crop insurance programs that farmers rely on, I think it's going to be more small scale changes, tweaks to the program to make sure that they're operating better for farmers rather than something entirely new like we've seen in the past where they're going to have to learn an all new program.
Do you think we can get it across the finish line? Will Congress be engaged enough in ag issues to handle small ball stuff on a big project like the Farm Bill?
Yeah, it's tough. That same boss that I used to work for used to say, you go to a member of Congress and bring up crop insurance and you've got about 7 seconds before their eyes glaze over. But it's so important to our farmer owners that we need to be engaged. And there will be attacks from both the left and the right on programs like crop insurance that we're going to need to fight back on. But I do think at the end of the day, I think the leadership is in place within both the House and the Senate that have done this before, have been in the seat before, and have gotten a bill across the finish line. I'm optimistic that we will get something done by the end of the year.
That was Will Stafford, who works as the Washington representative in D.C. for CHS. Thanks for joining us here Around the Table. You can learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.